Man of ordinary type cannot be able to understand a Madhuta class of Acharya or Sadhu. So they are told Abadhuta, that they are beyond all laws. They do not care for that. They are busy with their own. They do not care for the society. They are in their own way, they are moving. They are in a different section. But those that want to do some good to the society, their case is different. They are to go on with some restriction and by gradual development in order to do good to the different sections of people at large. Suppose a big scholar, when he is talking with a similar scholar, he will talk in one level, but when he is teaching a child, then he will come to the level of the child and talk with him. So Mahaprabhu, what did he show in his lila? When rasa asadam only is limited circle, at night in the limited circle of the devotees, Mahaprabhu used to taste the rasa, the highest rasa of Krishna and the gopi lila, all these things. But at large, when the public, Naam Sankirtan. It is Naam Sankirtan, not the tasting of the highest lila of rasa in the public. And the rasa is asadam, the tasting of the higher ecstasy that is in the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis in a limited circle, and that also in dead of night. Antaranga Sange Kare Rasa Asadam. And the Bhairanga Sangi Kare Naam Sankirtan, according to their status, go on Naam Sankirtan. And when they will make sufficient progress, then they may be enlisted in the that higher group. Teacher looking at the benefit of the ordinary public, he should not do such things as may acquire a bad reputation for the mission. And cautiously he will do. Privately he may do anything and everything for the service of Krishna, privately. But publicly he will have to modify his ways that may be acceptable to the general religious-minded persons. Then gradually they will be improved, and ultimately they will see that whatever is done for Krishna, that is the highest realization. But that is not very easy.
Perform an activity like drug smuggling for Krishna, couldn't that possibly increase their material attachments?
I don't follow.
If somebody is not pure,
not pure,
and they perform drug smuggling for the service of Lord Krishna.
Only imitating. Then, if certain portion is for Krishna, that benefit you will get, and what is non-Krishna, and for that part, he will have to suffer. Even a mixed, mixed attitude there, that will be divided. Whatever little pinch that will be for Krishna, that much will be good. And what is for selfish purpose or any other adverse purpose, he will have to pay for that.
Is there any example for this
topic?
Example?
Yes, smuggling. There are some sections in connection with ISKCON. They are keeping touch with ISKCON, they are engaged in smuggling.
Why not we take the example for the Ramanuja's life who built the temple by smuggling, stealing?
Smuggling, but if those smugglers, they have their own selfish object, then they will have to suffer. And for that purpose, that Agastya, after finishing his temple activity, took to Kaveri River and make them drown.
Very elementary story.
So they may not utilize it for their own purpose. He utilized it for the Ranganathan. Yeah. But further, they may go on with that sort of decority, so their life was finished. Put to end. Don't do it for yourself. I have done it through you, utilized you for the Lord. I am guaranteed there. But afterwards, you will do it for your purpose. So I make arrangement to end your life. That dreadful step was taken by the Acharya. Then in the name of Krishna, you will go on exploiting yourself, and that will take to your health. So it is very a difficult thing.
Guru Maharaj, in that case, if the attitude is mixed, is it better to wait until the person is pure?
I don't know. And that was
if the attitude,
the cause for which I did not go to England. I can't understand the intonation generally. A defect in me. What does she say?
If the attitude is mixed.
Is?
Mixed. A mixed one. Part for Krishna.
Mixed.
Yes. Is it better to wait until the person is pure?
Yes.
Before they perform
the
activity?
One should not venture until and unless he is sanguine that that my attitude is pure. But at the same time, it is difficult to understand one's own purity and judge. So, in general common sense should be applied. Nahi kullana kit kosti durgatin tato bakshati. To our best sincerity, we shall think and go on, take the risk. To our best sincerity. And also consulting some bona fide sadhu, saints, persons. And with risk. But our best sincerity we shall do, and then the Lord is there to help me, if I am sincere. Nahi kullan kit kashti durgati tato gacchati. If you are sincere in your attempt, still if there is any defect, I am there to correct. It is my responsibility, sir. What is dharma? In Manu Samhita, the definition has been given. His recommendation, Vidyadhi Srivita. What is religion proper? Vidyadhi, Vedavidhi, who are expert in religious, in revealed scriptures. Vidvidvi, Vidvidvi. When you are expert in revealed scriptures, Vidvidvi, Sevita, Sadvi, and who is, what is practiced by the real saints, and who are the saints who are indifferent to loss and the gain of this world, mundane world. Such saints accept them and practice it in their life. The second symptom. And the third, Hridayena Bhanugyato. And your inner heart will come to approve with sincerity. With these signs we shall approach towards religious realization. Inner approval, approval of the inner heart, that is sincerity, and what is found in the practice of the saints that are indifferent to the loss and the gain of this mundane world. And the third thing, or the first thing, is who are experts, well-versed in the revealed scriptures. These three things can give us assurance that we are marching in the right way. Please go. No. Hare Krishna, Hare Yes.
If some people, they are hesitating to accept the end justifies the means, possibly because in Kali Yuga there are so many cheaters, so many false and fallen souls. They may misuse this philosophy.
What is your argument? I don't...
The end justifies the means.
What is the end means? The popular opinion. Opinion of the public, that is the end.
No. End justifies what? I can kill someone for Krishna.
Kill?
So the end, killing, is justified because I'm doing for Krishna. So someone may be afraid to accept that. He may be afraid to accept me as representing Krishna.
Yes. But his justification will come as much as he is concerned with the real truth and not in hallucination. The difficulty is there always, that our relative position and the absolute position, and what is the progress from the relative towards absolute, and in the absolute consideration also there are higher relative things. That is by Yogamaya, that is high above. But in the present, how much misunderstanding and how much truth, that is, we must have separate conception. And the whole thing is discussed in that way. That must have basis in the revealed scriptures, it must have in the practice of the sadhus, and he must have my heart's approval. But the consideration of this thing, the whole risk is one's heart's approval. How have you come? So the living Christianity, your own creed, you are attracted by Swami Maharaj's lectures, advice. Responsibility is where? Responsibility with the person who makes this choice, living Christianity, Buddhism, or this, that, come to hear Swami Maharaj. Why? Who has taken this risk of living his own association? The heart, who is intelligent, which reveals Christian's advice as well as practices of the sadhus. And he himself is the real responsible. Who comes, who accepts? He is to take the risk. Who wants to be gainer, he must take the risk. I am dissatisfied with my circumstances. I want something special gain. And as much as I feel, I shall do that, get that, accept that, or at my own risk. That is on the surface. And we are told that our Sukriti guides us. Brahmanda Ramite Kono Bhagyavanji, a fortunate soul. And what is underlying, the constituent part of this fortune? That is, Shraddha means, below Shraddha there is Sukriti. Sukriti. This Agyanta Sukriti and the Gyanta Sukriti. That unconsciously my energy is utilized by some sadhu. And in change of that, I got some Sukriti, good elements in me. And that develops into Shraddha on the surface. Satsanga prapati pungi sukriti purva sanchiti. And that Sukriti guides me to select the company of a sadhu. And then we come to a sadhu, and I find that it is very hopeful, promising, and we accept by our inner approval. We take the risk of leaving our society, our religion, our country, and come to that, realize that end, highest end of our life. And then we come in comparative study, when we are take the life of a preacher, we are face to face with comparative study of religious different conceptions, and we have to meet, and we have to strengthen our faith and go on. So kirtan. Kirtan means preaching, not allowed, only with high voice to chant the name. Kirtan, real meaning is preaching, to shake the atmosphere, environment, and the reaction will come, and we have to meet those reactions and to develop our own internal position and then to march on in this way. Kirtan means this. This is especially in Kali Yuga. Offensive for offensive. Offensive environment, and we have to deal with offensive, attack, and demolish and go. Consciously we march, not a blind impression, through the blind impression. Then we shall have to suffer from setback. Our march will be conscious and firm and considerate. Otherwise there is possibility of setback, for the setback to come down again. And the march must be thorough. that we are not to retrace back.
Guru Maharaj,
yes.
You say demolish and go?
Demolish the outside misconception representation. Representation of misconception to demolish, to clear up, just like the mist, ignorance, that to demolish. The science, to demolish, to destroy. The science, the ignorance, the misconception that I find outside me in this world. A good health, suppose one has gone in a unhealthy place or in hospital. So many germs are coming from different quarters to attack one's body. And the body will have some resisting power. And the those that germs will come to attack in the hospital, germs emanating from his body will kill them, demolish them, and he will go. And if he is weak, then those germs will come and attack and kill him. Hari Gaur.
Mota Punaro Bajo. Mota Punaro Bajo.
In the talks between Ramananda Roy, the talks between
Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy,
so many levels of devotion are discussed.
Yes.
And Varnashram is one of the first presentations.
Beginning from Varnashram, then they are going higher and higher realization. Yes.
Would this necessarily take lifetimes, or possibly?
That depends upon the particular cases. Particular case. It is not a general thing. Particular cases. One may finish a long course in a few weeks or few years, another he may take it a long, long time. That is depends upon the particular.
What is the what is that cause that one advances so quickly and another advances?
The same question a thousand times. Try to realize things. Then you will be able to answer this question. Mere repetition of any one question in different colors 100 times, there is no credit. Try to realize deeply what is taught. Try to understand deeply, think. And the same thing in different ways, the same question is coming. How to? More than 1,000 times, only with the help of the sadhu and the shastra, we are told that to create change within us, only these two things have been recommended always. The passive and the active association, higher, to utilize. And we must submit to them and we must apply us to obey them. Then it will be, the anarth will be cleared and we will be able to know things. Only service can change us. That is association of the sadhu to obey them. Just as a patient can improve only with the help of the advice of the good doctor, real bona fide doctor, the diet and the medicine. Diet, medicine from a bona fide doctor can help the patient to get out of the disease. So, rogue, we are patient, bhamaroga, that's mortality. We are in the midst of mortality. Mortality has attacked us in and out. And how to get out of this disease of mortality? That is the general question. So, according to doctor's advice, we have to live, to take medicine and to do proper diet, and to go obey his instructions. Thereby, I get out of the disease of mortality. That influence of the mortal environment has captured me in and out. And to get out of that, and to have a clear atmosphere of pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, pure consciousness, and through renunciation of this mortal zone, we have to go towards Vaikuntha and then Goloka, that atmosphere, that consciousness, by the association of the saints of that realm. In this way we can come out of this unholy environment that has absorbed us within it. To get out of that, with the help of the saint and the scripture. Sometimes scriptures and whenever available saints, by their association, their influence, we have to emulate our condition. Every second, every moment, thinking about what I am about, what I have come here, what is the real principle that I am looking at it. On my front, I am going to my aim. We are always making ourselves very intensely busy about that. Even in sleeping also, that influence we should stress. It must pierce through in the innermost heart, capture all my existence, including the dream also. Every aspect of life must be colored with this religious feeling of Krishna consciousness. And talking, moving, eating, living, passing tools, everything must be connected. The Paramahamsa have always wholesale connection with everything. Every aspect of his life is connected with Krishna consciousness, even passing tools, passing urine, that also can be connected with that in Paramahamsa stage. Krishna Maya, whole self captured by Krishna consciousness. That to keep my health ready and proper for the service, day and night, always I shall aspire and hanker how it may be purified and may be acceptable by Gurudev, through Gurudev to Krishna in this way. Ask Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nitai Gaur Hari. Not a tinge of selfish view or object should be there in any sort of activity. Even a step forward for Krishna cause, not for my comfort. But to keep up my health for the service of Krishna, I shall make arrangements. Not abruptly giving a jump and to fall and die. Yukta vairagya. That is possible. In my stage, but I shall be very much eagerly try to transform me wholesale for the utilization of every part of mind, mental, body, everything for Krishna satisfaction. That should be helping to us to get out very shortly from this mundane towards the eternal blissfulness. We must be very much earnest in our conversion transformation. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari. Now, today I close here, declare.
Bhagavadas has one Christmas question. Today is Christmas.
Who? Bhargava?
Yes.
Where is he? What is your question?
The Christians very strongly believe that Christ will appear again. They call it a second coming of Christ.
It's mentioned in Bible.
Yes. And they believe it will happen soon.
Maybe. Not impossible. And different layers, different type of installment, different layers there are. It may be possible. And that sort of hope is written everywhere. And almost every department of theology, that sort of assurance is found. In Bhagavad Gita in general, yada yada hi harmasya, glanit bhavati bharata abhutthana harmasya, tadatmanam suyammaham. I create myself. That means I appear when such most acute and desirable position comes here. I come down to set right everything. This is the general provision we find. So in every provincial conception of theology or religion, that sort of hope is not unreasonable. Yeah. The Muslims say their paigambar is the last one. They come from same lineage. The Muslim, they have got their guru parampara common with the Christian. Only with this exception that they think that Muhammad is the last paigambar, the Christian do not recognize that. Otherwise Moses, Abraham, and so many other predecessors in the religious line are accepted by both the clans. Maybe from different plane, the reaction may occur from different plane. It is not unreasonable. Political for political, then religious for to meet political cruelty, it may come. And different conception of religion, different installment, quality and the quantity, the variety is according to that. So it may come, not impossible. But they will come with that sort of news. He If Christ comes, he will come with Christianity, not with Vaishnavism.
Is that because
any avatar, so many avatars in Indian theology, if any of them come, they repeat, they will come with the same thing, classification in the religious conception, almost one and same.
His classification is due to lack of full knowledge on his part, or his limited teachings is due to lack
this
of
full knowledge? This has been dealt many a time. Many a time this has been dealt already. The same question is being repeated. This has got his own jurisdiction. So many others, they have got their jurisdiction. And that has been drawn into comparison. And everyone asserts that he is the highest, the most Catholic. Everyone demands that. But still there is a possibility of comparison. And if anyone has got faith in that sort of comparison, he will come to take, to weigh the religious heaviness. Weight, how much weight is in which measurement? Bhatkhara kiki bala, the measuring dhatu, mineral substance. What is that? Measuring lump of iron.
It's the lead. Balance. The lead that you weigh with.
Money measurement. The sterling, the pound, then the dollar, then the yen, then the ruble, rupee. Is everyone in his own line. It may be absolute. But gold is to come between and to make harmony amongst them. The common measurement. It's taken in to measure how much value is where. How much in the ruble, how much in the sterling, how much in the dollar. The gold has to come to decide the common measurement. So that sort of criterion is to be found out and then to apply in every conception of theism and then to draw what is, how much value is where. That is not only there, but even in the Santo Dasya Chakka Vatsalya Madhura, each one asserts that mine is the best. But still there is tatastha shakti, independent possibility of thinking and to compare them. It is there. It has been 1,000 times I have told it here.
When Mr. Kennedy, he wrote a book published around 1925 called The Chaitanya Movement, A Survey?
That I know. His Chaitanya means that of the Sahajiya Chaitanya, not Gauriya Mata. He was anti-Gauriya Mata.
Oh.
To think what is Gauriya Vaishnava Chaitanya movement, he took generally this Ramdas Babaji party. Easy food. And Gauriya Mata is a hard nut to crack. So the nun approached Gauriya Mata to accept that this is they are preaching the ideal of Chaitanya, really. They are afraid to approach Gauriya Mata because they oppose everyone, that Chaitanya's cult is the highest. So not an easy fodder to them, of the Western scholars. The Gauriya Mata not an easy fodder that anyone will come and eat.
And Mr. Kennedy had some very strong personal motivation.
We do not care for that. anyone out of his pleasure or his mad with his own scholarship, he comes to measure anything. And we discard them thoroughly.
I just browse through the book.
No time to lose to mix and talk with them. They must have a standard with whom we shall talk. A general standard. So I was thinking for a few days. From few days, I am tired. Akhananda Maharaj gone. After that, this thought came, that this is not a place as an inquiry office. Anyone putting some question and he will get some answer. This is not so. Not an inquiry office. It must have its dignity as it is mentioned in Ved and Bhagavad and the Bhagavad Gita. The inquiry must have to come to a particular level. Pari-prasna. Enquiry should come in a particular form as pari-prasna. And that means pranipat pari-prasna seva. Three related things. Surrender and enquiry and with service. Serving mode. I want to accept, I want to give myself. I am wanting, I am in quest of something. Where I want to sell my head. With this spirit one comes to inquire. That is pari-prasna. And that before surrender, that means I have finished all my inquiry everywhere. And this is my last time. Pranipat. Pari-prasna to fall before one's feet with this idea. That I have finished all my possible engagements with anywhere and everywhere, and exclusively I have come to am searching where to sell myself, to give myself. With this spirit I have come, and not to satisfy my curiosity. Otherwise it's a waste of energy. We have not so much energy to meet with those inquiries. It must be sincere, and the sincerity to the measurement that I want to offer myself wholly. I am seeking something. And not to satisfy my curiosity, I shall compile a book and mention so many opinions, I want another one to add to it. Not with that, not inquiry of it. Anyone from anyone throwing a letter, I require the answer of all these things. I don't like to cooperate with them. No time, no energy. Those that are very honest, sincere, they will be able to catch the points. Otherwise, hundreds of times I shall mention the points and they will miss it. And again will come that question. But the degree of earnestness, once caught in the air, they will catch it. Oh, long, searching thing that said, I have got. One or twice or three times, they'll catch the point. Otherwise,